It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, for what seems like many months, USDA is finally going to release another crop production report. This will be the first one we've seen since September 12th, and it's going to come in with a lot of information for the market to try to digest. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about some of the things we could see in the report.
As we near the end of the 2025 crop year, did your risk management strategy perform the way you planned? Did you follow your marketing plan, or did your current conditions cause you to adjust course? And what about your crop insurance coverage? Did you maximize protection to fit your operation and your goals? If you're questioning how your strategy performed, it might be time to talk to a true risk management specialist. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
The USDA is preparing to release their first crop production supply and demand estimates since the September 12th report came out. This is going to be a pretty important report because it's going to pull in the numbers from the quarterly grain stocks estimate at the end of September, as well as the October crop production report and the November report, and kind of put it all into this one report coming out on Friday at 11 o'clock. Right now, the average trade guess has the numbers coming in to be somewhat friendly. Looking at it for corn, corn yield is expected to drop about 2.7 bushels down to 184, putting production at 16.56 billion bushels. Soybean yield is not expected to drop as much, probably about 0.4 down to 53.1, but it does put production at 4.27 billion bushels, down from the previous estimate that came out. That right now has ending stocks estimates for corn coming in at 2.14 billion bushels, a little bit higher than what we saw in the previous USDA report. Soybean stocks are expected to increase to 304 million bushels, up from 300 that we saw in the September report. And wheat stocks are expected to increase to 867 million bushels. That's up from, again, the September report, mainly due to increases in supply in the old crop, because in the September report, we did see stocks increase, and that's likely where most of this increase will come in the ending stocks estimate. Now, USDA will also make some adjustments to demand. They'll have a look at what the exports have been doing, and that will also be somewhat of a true up in this report. Overall, this is going to be a good report to come out to give us baselines to start looking at where we can start now having the discussion of where production and where demand could fall for the 25 crop year.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.